AircheckDownloads.com.
Now, as we continue our countdown, I'd like to welcome six new stations to the American Top 40 family. Hello to everybody listening to WFMG in Fairmont, West Virginia, WKQA in Peoria, Illinois, KNJY in Clinton, Iowa, KUVY and KKTY in Holdridge, Nebraska, KZZK in Pasco, Washington, and Radio Sistema Universal in San Jose, Costa Rica. Great to have you all with us. I'm Casey Kasem. We're doing our weekly countdown, and we're headed toward the number one song in the USA.
Number nine!
Here's the singer and percussionist whose father, Pete Escovedo, was the percussionist for the band Santana. His daughter's first hit went to number one on the dance and disco chart and number seven on the pop chart. Down two notches this week, here's The Glamorous Life, Sheila E. In the top 10 for five consecutive weeks, it falls two notches this week to number nine. That's The Glamorous Life by Sheila E. Now, as we work our way toward the eight biggest hits in the USA and the number one song, let's check out the tops of Billboard's other charts. Number one on the country chart is Uncle Penn by Ricky Skaggs. Number one on the soul chart, I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. And number one on the album chart is Purple Rain by Prince. On Billboard's pop singles chart, we're up to a song that climbs two notches to number eight. It's The Current Smash by Bruce Springsteen. Cover Me. 35-year-old Bruce Springsteen on American Top 40, moving from number 10 to number 8, third week in the top 10 with Cover Me. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a young man in California to the special friend who's always stood by his side.
American Top 40!
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like 57 Kicks, WKYX, Paducah, Kentucky, B98, KBBC, Kalispell, Montana, and WRBQ, AM and FM, Tampa, Florida. Here's the recent number one song by the English singer John Waite, former lead singer of the Babies. At number seven this week, Missing You.
Every time I think of you, ain't missing you.
John Waite and Missing You from the LP No Breaks. It was at number one 3 weeks ago. This week falls from four to seven in our countdown. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40 in Hollywood. Now we're up to our long-distance dedication. It's from a young man in Three Rivers, California, who writes about his brother, but also writes about a friend. He begins, "Dear Casey, recently I had the opportunity to spend a week visiting my older brother Hank, who's been away from home attending college. Although Hank and I have remained in close contact through the years, I realized during my visit that we would be spending little time together in the future. Hank has since graduated from school and will no longer be coming home to live. Soon, I will also be leaving home to attend college, which is located in the opposite part of the state. The thought of being separated from my brother is a painful one. Through the years, no one has given me more support and guidance than he. His actions and unselfish love have been an inspiration to me. As a youth, I stumbled down a troubled path, one which caused me to be looked down upon by my family and the community. Nevertheless, Hank never left my side. He gave me something to live for and to cling to when I felt like giving in, and he taught me to see the good in life. Even today, when I find myself lying and pretending to be someone I'm not, I can find the truth in my brother's actions. He's taught me to dream and to keep on dreaming even when they start to wear thin. Casey, could you please play the song Chloe by Elton John for the person who will always be my friend, my brother Hank. Sincerely, Mark DeCio. Mark, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1981, that's Chloe by Elton John, a long-distance dedication from Mark in Three Rivers, California, to his big brother Hank. Incidentally, if anybody wants to send in a dedication or to write to us for any reason, grab a pencil and paper, and I'll give you our mailing address in just a moment.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Here now is that mailing address. It's American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood. That's Box Number 2000, Hollywood, California. Our zip code, 90028. Now, the countdown continues with the recent number one soul song by Billy Ocean. It's still climbing the pop chart and leaps five big notches this week to number six. Here's Caribbean Queen.
She's simply awesome.
Billy Ocean on American Top 40 with Caribbean Queen. It moves from number 11 all the way up to number six in our countdown of the 40 biggest hits in the USA. A listener wants to know, who are the all-time most successful American acts on the British charts? Well, coming up, I'll name the top American solo male, the top American solo female, and the top American group or duo on the British charts.
The hits from coast to coast.
Radio plays them, record stores sell them, Billboard ranks them, and AT40 counts them down.
Number five.
Moving up three notches, here's the biggest hit so far for the 24-year-old singer named Madonna Sissoni. She goes by just her first name, and her current hit is in the top 10 and still on the rise. Here is Madonna with Lucky Star. Moving from number 8 to number 5, Madonna on American Top 40 with Lucky Star. This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood. Now, let's answer that question about Americans in Great Britain. Comes to us from Chris Ballas of Uniontown, Pennsylvania. And Chris wants to know, who are the all-time most successful American acts on the British record charts? Well, the British charts began back in 1952. And here's how the top U.S. acts stack up. The most successful American male on the British charts has had even greater success in the UK than any British act. He's the king of rock and roll both in America and Great Britain, Elvis Presley. Now, the most successful American woman in British chart history is that singing star originally from Belleville, New Jersey, the great Connie Francis. And finally, in the category of groups and duos, the most successful American act in Britain are the two brothers who the Beatles credited as one of their greatest influences. The two brothers who hit with classics like Bye Bye Love, All I Have to Do Is Dream, and Kathy's Clown. They're the legendary Everly Brothers. And by the way, Don and Phil Everly are back on the charts today. After a 17-year absence, they have a song in the Hot 100 this week at number 50 and climbing. And there's your answer, Chris. In the history of the British charts, Elvis is number one among American males, Connie Francis among American females, and the Everlys are the number one American act with two or more members. Thanks for your letter. Now, on with the countdown.
Number four.
Climbing two notches, here's another big ballad for the super group who've given us past hit ballads like If You Leave Me Now and Wishing You Were Here. Here's Chicago and Hard Habit to Break.
I guess I'm fine.
Chicago with their 25th Top 40 hit. It moves from number 6 to number 4 this week, up two notches for Hard Habit to Break. Three big ones to number 1 as the countdown continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast. American Top 40.
From the LP Heartbeat City, here's a song written by Rick Ocasek, who happens to be one of the members of the band The Cars. They're a five-man band formed back in 1977 in Boston, and that's where they live. They're at number 3 for the third week in a row with Drive. The Cars on American Top 40, lead vocal by Ben Orr. Third week at number 3, sixth week in the top 10 for Drive. Coming up, the new number 1 song by the Motown superstar who loved performing so much that he had to be physically carried off the stage kicking and singing because he'd never leave on his own.
American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. After 2 weeks at the top, Prince steps down to number 2 with Let's Go Crazy.
Dearly beloved.
After 2 weeks at number 1, that song, Let's Go Crazy by Prince and the Revolution, falls to number 2. Now, the new number 1 song in the USA by the Motown superstar who loved performing so much that there was a time he had to be physically carried off the stage kicking and singing because he'd never leave on his own. This is just one chapter in the story of Stevie Wonder. Stevie first set foot in the Motown studios in Detroit when he was only 9 years old. It was just a visit and not business. But from then on, that's where he headed almost every day after school. He'd go there to hang around and play whatever musical instruments he could find in the studios. A Motown producer named Clarence Paul, who later became Stevie's conductor, said Stevie was a pest in those days, but the label recognized his talents and encouraged him, and finally recorded him. In his teens, he became part of the Motown Review. That was a bus tour of Motown stars. And according to Clarence Paul, Stevie would get such a charge out of performing to the live audiences that he wouldn't leave the stage. And Clarence would have to walk out there, pick Stevie up bodily, and carry him off kicking and singing. Well, these days, Stevie Wonder still loves to sing and make music more than anything else. The difference is, when he starts playing, nobody wants him to stop. How else could he have acquired 8 number one songs? The 8th and the latest of those number ones moves into the top spot on the soul and the pop charts. Here is Stevie Wonder with the new number one song in the land from the movie The Woman in Red. I Just Called to Say I Love You.
No New Year's Day.
The new number one song in the USA, Stevie Wonder, with I Just Called to Say I Love You from the LP, The Woman in Red soundtrack. And there you have them, the 40 most popular records in America determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending October 13th, 1984. American Top 40s produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Executive producer, Tom Rounds. Producer, Don Bastani. With Meryl Schindler, Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Dana Schwartzwalder, Alan Kaufman, Elaine Stieglitz, Imad Jamal, Mike Williams, Stu Jacobs, and Ron Shapiro. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.